It's estimated that 10% of small farmers leave farming every year. So who will grow the food we eat tomorrow? A group called the Ohio Ecological Food and Farm Association is trying to help beginning farmers with the challenges that come with running your own business. A new program is called Begin Farming. Coordinator Kelly Henderson joins me now to talk about it. Thanks for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me, what is the situation in Ohio today with farmers?
So currently, the USDA defines beginning farmers as farmers that are on the land less than 10 years. And right now, we're seeing that Ohio has about 27,000 farmers that are considered beginning farmers. The challenge is that we have an average age of about farmers that are about 56 years old currently farming, which means we've got a retiring group that are going to be leaving farming here real soon. And we're trying to get some of these beginning farmers on the land that these retiring farmers are going to be leaving.
So you want them to purchase land then that's being left vacant from farmers retiring?
Yeah, and I think it's about a lot more than just purchasing that land. It's about, really passing along that knowledge that these experienced farmers have, and that some of these new farmers who are coming from, you know, non-farming backgrounds, that's knowledge that hasn't been passed on to them. And so it's more than just getting them on the land. It's actually training them and giving them the resources and knowledge that they need to succeed.
Now, farming has been an industry that is passed down from generation to generation through family members. I guess that's not happening so much today.
Yeah, we're seeing the current trends are that a lot of these farms are the current family farms. The heirs are not interested in farming, and so a lot of this interest in farming is coming from folks who are either coming on as a second career farmer, leaving previous occupations, or folks that are coming from the city that are really interested in a new lifestyle.
And we've heard those stories already, this spring about people, abandoning what career they had pursued and then thinking, I can get into farming. But, is it that easy for someone who hasn't been raised on a farm to go into farming?
So it's really not. And that's part of what we're trying to do here, because among some of the issues and challenges that these farmers are facing, in addition to the knowledge and the skills and experience that they need to be successful, they also need, to understand business planning and financial management for their farms, as well as how to access farmland and capital so that they can be successful in the long term.
So how do you get these people then to really get excited about farming?
Yeah, so I think the first way is getting, especially aspiring farmers, getting them on the land as apprentices and interns and getting their hands in the soil and getting a feel for what that work is really going to be like. Because I think a lot of people do romanticize farming. And while it is a lifestyle choice that makes a lot of people happy and they choose it for that reason, it's hard work. And so getting people to understand the realities of farming, I think, can help empower them to be excited about it.
So far as the program Begin Farming goes, do you have a goal of how many farmers you'd like to see?
Our goal is to increase not only the number of farmers on the land, but also to increase the amount of skills that current farmers have, and to increase their likelihood of success over the long term in maintaining their farm, because we do find that there's a point where folks have been farming for 3 to 5 years, and maybe some of the challenges become too much and they leave farming. So we not only do we want to see new farmers getting on the land, but we also want to see the current farmers remaining on the land.
I've been talking with Kelly Henderson, the coordinator of Begin Farming with the Ohio Ecological Food and Farm Association. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.